talked before about my joy for reading T. Kingfisher's books, but I think I just finished the one that I've liked the most out of all of hers, and that's Hemlock and Silver. She, in my opinion, is a master at retellings, and Hemlock and Silver is a dark reimagining of Snow White, which to me at first didn't seem to be my usual cup of tea, but she did incredibly well with this. It is a story steeped in treason, in intrigue, in magic, and darkness. I mean, our main character is a healer who essentially has mastered poisons, drinks a little bit of poison to figure out how much is necessary, how much is too much, how to heal people, provide antidotes for it, all that good stuff. And she receives a summons from the king. The summons is regarding the king's daughter, whose name is Snow. She's suffering from some sort of unidentified malady, and it is suddenly our main character's job to fix it. So ensues that dark reimagining, this very interesting story revolving around our main character, who is one of my favorites that Kingfisher has written out of all of her retellings, aided by a narcissistic cat, one of the king's guards, and this really interesting knowledge around poison, as well as some other supernatural happenings around the castle. And some of those supernatural happenings include another world that lives inside of this mirror. It's a dark realm that is foreboding, but may very well hold the cure to Snow's illness. Or it may be the thing that takes them all out. And that was my favorite part of this. It is that sense that there is another thinly veiled world just on the other side of the one we are living in that has dark magical threats around every corner. This one very tastefully blended the fantasy genre with some elements of horror, with mystery. You didn't know who to trust, who was knowingly behind some of the bad things happening, who was trying to prevent them from occurring, and the relationship dynamics between our main character and the guard, the cat, Snow herself, the king, you name it. That sounds like your kind of thing. Check it out.